Chairing this session is an individual known to many, and for those who do not know him, you've missed something all these years. This is Edward Ganim, known affectionately by his friends and colleagues as Skip Ganim. He's currently the Kuwait Professor of Gulf and Arabian Peninsula Affairs at George Washington University, and he lent more than a helping hand this past summer when the National Council held its annual University Summer Student Internship Program in Washington in a conjunction with 17 sister organizations. We had the cerebral massages for the interns in midday and then the evenings at George Washington University's Elliott School of Public Affairs and International Affairs, thanks to Ambassador Ganim. 36 years in the U.S. Foreign Service as a career Foreign Service officer, last having served as U.S. Ambassador to Jordan in terms of his ambassadorial assignments, also Ambassador to Australia and Ambassador to Kuwait, even when Kuwait was invaded and under occupation. He served as well as the Deputy Permanent Representative to the United Nations. He served as the Director General of the entire Foreign Service and Director of Personnel for the entire U.S. Department of State. I was privileged to be present at Ambassador Ganim's swearing-in while the Iraqi invasion of Kuwait was underway. There were several hundred there on that occasion, and it was presided over by then Secretary of State James Baker. And the emotionality was such of the moment that there wasn't a dry eye in the entire audience there except one, and that was Ambassador Ganim. Ambassador Ganim.
Well, that was very generous of you, John. Thank you very much. It's a real pleasure to be with you today and to have a chance to chair this first panel on Lebanon and Syria. I mean, these are countries which are extremely important to all the states in the region, quite obviously, but I would submit to you, to all of us in the world at large, and that neither of these two countries can be either dismissed or isolated from the political realities in the world today. You know, a year ago, and looking back at the transcript from last year's panel, it was reminding me that the discussion was very much focused on an Israeli attack on a site in eastern Syria that was allegedly part of a Syrian nuclear program. And the news from Lebanon, of course, was the continued turmoil, the tension in trying to elect a new president, and the jockeying for power among so many political factions. Well, now, today, once again, the news is dominated, really, by military action, and this time the U.S. Military action in eastern Syria. But much has happened in the last year, and I think we should just take a moment to note them, and that is that Lebanon does have a president now. There have been some significant political developments within that country. Recent announcements in Damascus and in Beirut by both of those governments to establish embassies in each capital, another noteworthy development. News reports that we've all seen of Turkish-led talks, at least albeit at a distance, between Israel and Syria over a potential peace agreement. And on the negative side, violence continuing in Lebanon and, of course, the bombings even in Damascus itself. I look forward to a discussion of these matters and others with a very distinguished panel this morning. You have their biographies in your book, so I'm not going to give them the introduction that they really deserve, but I would like to warmly welcome Dr. Imad Mustafa, Ambassador of the Syrian Arab Republic here in Washington, Dr. Daoud Kerala, who is the adjunct professor both at Georgetown University and at Johns Hopkins University. And if Dr. Bassam Haddad arrives, he will be joining us as well. Now, the format today will be presentations or remarks by our panelists, followed by an opportunity for you to pose questions to the panel. And I would just note I think you've already figured this out, that on your table are some cards and pens, and if you would kindly write your question as was done previously. On those cards, we have people coming around collecting them who will bring them to me, and we will certainly use every amount of our time to try and address those questions. So without further ado, I'll turn the discussion over immediately to Dr. Kerala.